For WNCW, I'm Paul Foster. Welcome into this week's More to the Story as a part of Morning Edition. Our guest this morning from the Asheville Citizen-Times, opinions editor and columnist, Casey Blake. Casey, welcome back.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Casey, we'll bring up several things that the Asheville Citizen-Times has been reporting on in recent days, and let's start with a sales tax increase being discussed by city leaders that would extend to businesses in Buncombe County and help pay for things like bus and other public transportation services. What's the details?
This has been a really interesting proposal. I think when we first got word about it, the mayor had pitched it to CBO, to the Council of Independent Business Owners. You know, essentially the idea was to add a quarter cent sales tax to things like food and beverage, to sales, essentially things that tourists buy, right? To sort of put more of the cost on tourists than residents, who a lot of folks feel are paying a disproportionate amount for something of a tourist town. But as we're kind of getting more detail, it's seeming more like the practical plan might affect businesses a bit more, and that it would need to come, you know, to a countywide vote. So, of course, the elephant in the room there is, you know, Buncombe County's most recent experience with a quarter cent sales tax hike in 2011, where a Citizen Times analysis revealed, you know, that money did not exactly go where taxpayers were promised it would go. You know, I think the city will be facing something of an uphill battle getting that passed just because of that sort of broken or at least shaky trust with taxpayers.
Now, the Asheville Citizen-Times, I know, has spoken directly with Mayor Esther Mannheimer, and she's on board with making this happen if voters approve. Is that correct?
Yes. So it would have to go to a referendum, you know, much like the challenge for the AB Tech sales tax. So voters would have to sign off on it. I commend the mayor for putting these ideas forward. But like I said, I think it might be something of an uphill battle, you know, just kind of given this recent memory and that a lot of taxpayers feel like they've been burned. We will see, you know, if it moves forward, what kind of campaign they can put out and if voters will trust them to use the money as intended.
The next step in this process after the Thanksgiving holiday period is over is that more details about this possible proposal would come forward to the public on the date of like November the 27th.
That's right. I think that's, you know, City Council is expected to take a deep dive and to give us a lot more detail there to get their sort of first public airing on the 27th.
Casey, let's move to something else that was in the recent headlines from the Citizen Times, and this is certainly the time of year that nearby residents and certainly tourists enjoy taking a ride on the Blue Ridge Parkway and taking in all the beauty of Western North Carolina. However, you folks pointed out that they should be aware that there are sections that could be closed of the parkway.
Yes, that is right. Man, it's always kind of strange to think that the weather can be either so pretty or mild or even just rainy down here. But 6,000 feet up, of course, it can be a really different story. So, yeah, it's a dangerous time when temperatures are sort of hovering low and there's a lot of rainfall that can create really icy and sometimes even isolated flooding very quickly. So, yes, there are sort of fits and starts up there. The Asheville corridor, I believe, is still currently open, but the parkway is closed just north of Asheville, somewhere around Bull Gap, you know, and into the Mitchell State Park. So the park is open, but it's only accessible via the north side. Any folks who want to pay a visit, you know, here this weekend or later in the week should definitely check our website or check the National Park Services to make sure that where they're going is actually going to be open.
You're listening to WNCW's More to the Story. This week, news out of the Asheville area with the Citizen Times as we speak with Casey Blake. Casey, what else would you like to add that's been of recent interest in the pages of the Citizen Times and online, or what is something that might be forthcoming real soon?
Yeah, well, a couple of quick things. One, just speaking of parkways, Karen Chavez wrote, a really fantastic piece about the parkways and the fact that we have such a difficult time getting people of color into our national forests. Only 97% of visitors, according to a lot of the Forestry Service data, are white. Only 3% are people of color, despite, you know, accounting for way, way more in our community of the population. And there's a very cool program called Pathways to the Parkway, I believe, or Pathways to Parks, excuse me, that's kind of helping to break those stereotypes and bring people of color to enjoy our forest. So that's a great read. Also, just more really fantastic coverage from Jennifer Bowman on this ongoing corruption or crisis in county government. I know that's a tough story for folks to stick with because it seems to come in drips and drabs, but this is the point where the county is actually making changes to prevent some of these things from going forward. So it's a great time, you know, for folks to sort of tune in and see if they feel like government is being held accountable the way they need them to be.
And I'm certainly glad you brought that up because I know we've talked to you about that before other reporters as well about some of the things that had happened in the past regarding Wanda Green and others that may have been involved during that time period. So you folks will continue to stay on top of as more items break, I guess.
Absolutely.
You've certainly got a good team there. You mentioned the names of Karen and Jennifer, and of course, it wasn't long ago that we had John Bull. You guys have really keep folks busy, don't you?
Indeed, we do. Yeah, it's sort of a breakneck pace there a lot of days. I think we're all still hungover from the election, so everybody's kind of just getting back into the groove of their regular beats.
We fully understand. Always a pleasure, Casey Blake of the Asheville Citizen-Times, who serves as opinions editor and columnist. And remind our listeners, if someone wanted to follow your blogs and post on news and things that are going on with the Citizen-Times, how they could do so.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So citizentimes.com, that is always the best and first place that we're posting things. Also, we've got pretty robust Facebook and Twitter accounts at Asheville Citizen Times and at Asheville on Twitter. So great ways to find us.
Casey, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Paul.
More to the story from WNCW airs every Wednesday morning, also available as a podcast on our website, wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.